News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. They beheaded an American journalist on video, and ISIS militants are notorious for mass executions and amputations. Now Iraq wants the UN to go after them for those atrocities. Fox News Radio's Simon Ullman is monitoring the developments from our European bureau.
The UN's Human Rights Council in Switzerland considering a request from Iraq to investigate alleged crimes against civilians committed by ISIS militants, although UN officials are suggesting both sides in the conflict could have a case to answer, with Iraqi government forces accused of executing detainees and shelling civilian areas. Meanwhile, aid has begun arriving in the town of Amirli in northern Iraq, which had been under the control of ISIS for 2 months, but was liberated with the help of US airstrikes. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Taylor County officials identified the man who's under arrest for firing a weapon at a house, and that caused an evacuation of a football game Saturday. Raymond Newport has that story.
19-year-old Harrison Davis of Medford will be facing charges of first-degree reckless endangerment, discharging a firearm in a school zone, and discharging a firearm into a building. Police say he fired a handgun at a home just after 3 o'clock on Saturday. That caused a lockdown and evacuation of a football game between Chippewa Falls and Medford. He fled the scene and was tracked to a ditch on Highway M in Chippewa County. He remains in custody, awaiting initial appearances and formal charges. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A 27-year-old Tomahawk man under arrest following a 3.5-month-long drug investigation. Police, along with members of the North Central Drug Enforcement Task Force, raided the home Thursday on a search warrant. What they found was methamphetamines, plus paraphernalia and cash. The unidentified man will face charges of intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of methamphetamine, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His name has not been released, but it may be released as early as tomorrow if he makes his initial appearance in court then. Normally interest high for liquor licenses in Oshkosh, but not right now. City officials are surprised no one's after the three available licenses. An official with the Tavern League says it may be that potential owners realize that running a tavern profitably is not an easy task. Atlantic City, New Jersey, saying goodbye to some major boardwalk destinations. The Showboat Casino Hotel shuttered over the weekend, a victim of competition from casinos in other states. And the bankrupt Revel is in the process of coming to an end by tomorrow. Atlantic City's Trump Plaza will be closing later this month. Reporter Steve Keeley from Fox affiliate WTXF is there and says these closures will take a big hit on the wallets of area residents.
With casinos closing, the value of the ones staying open dropping like a seashell tossed into the ocean. Even residents will be leaving as the property tax rate for them jumps 30% this year and looks like it's going to shoot up again even more next year, with the 12 casinos that 2014 began with soon down to 8 tax-paying casinos before the year's even 3/4 through.
Back in 1997, when the city was operating at full steam, there were more casino employees in Atlantic City than there were residents. Well, speaking of betting, how about betting on football? Sometimes it's just not a fantasy. Bob Haig has that story.
Rose Gruber with the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says people should know it's prime time for sports betting.
It's just really important for them to know that it isn't always just for fun, and that if you have someone in the family that tends to gamble a lot, tends to have somewhat of a problem with it, you just want to be really cautious, try to encourage them to maybe reach out and get some help.
Sports betting is popular, particularly football, and the calls to the gambling hotline often spike around Super Bowl.
Probably 50% of our calls to our helpline are from family members who are noticing issues with a family member or a loved one.
Those issues often coming to light because of problems with family finances. Bob Haig, WSAU News.
If you enjoy hiking and skiing in the St. Germain area, you might have a bit more space to do that starting Wednesday. The town is considering a $500,000 land purchase from Integris. If they do so, it'll add 237 acres to the town's park space. Town Chair Walt Camp said there's already plans on how to develop it if the vote goes through.
We have plans to convert that in the wintertime over to cross-country ski trails. And also, there's a major snowmobile corridor that runs through this piece of property.
State Conservancy funds would cover about half of that $500,000 cost. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Justin Lowe today. Showers and a few rumbles of thunder through midday, but gradually turning partly sunny by late afternoon. High 75. Partly cloudy and comfortable, down to 55 degrees tonight. Your Tuesday, partly cloudy, seasonal, some scattered light showers possible, high 76. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.